As previously reported by KMUD News, during the July regular meeting of the Leggett Valley School District, parents, students, and teachers of Whale Gulch School, a campus located south of Shelter Cove in a remote part of Mendocino County, accessible through Humboldt, were alarmed by the possibility of the school's closure being listed on the agenda. The issue arises from the attempt to renew a sublease agreement for the school property between the district and the Whale Gulch School Education Association. And in doing so, the school's insurance provider announced it cannot offer coverage for the remote school because it was not constructed under the Division of the State Architect DSA code. While the school itself may not have any violations, it still needs to undergo a certification process to be deemed seismically safe. The lease for the school campus expired on June 30th, and it is unlikely the school will reopen by August 19th, the first day of the new school year. This critical issue will be discussed in a special meeting of the Leggett Valley School District tomorrow, Thursday, August 1st. Parents, teachers, and students are urging the school board to explore alternatives instead of closing the iconic campus.
We should fight tooth and nail to keep it open.
That was Israel De Lamas.
I went to Whale Gulch School from first grade to my sophomore year. I lived right down the road, and it was like a magical fairy tale environment that when I tell people about it, their minds are blown. All my years of growing up in Humboldt, I did end up going to a few different schools in my high school career after I left Whale Gulch. And I'll say that Whale Gulch was far by the best education I've ever received. The first thought of like hearing about that it's even an option to close it doesn't seem like a reality to me. Like, I feel like it shouldn't even be looked at as an option.
Another former student, Tyler Pietila, agrees.
I went to Whale Gulch, kindergarten to 12th grade, grew up in the community, and was one of the most important things that formed me and the people around me. I would hope they can realize how big of an impact closing that school would have on the generations to come. A lot of people really rely on that school to teach their kids and, you know, being a center point for the community. It's a place where people will meet in case of a flood or a fire, and it's a place where we all would raise our kids. It's an important part of the community.
For additional background on the issue, we spoke with one of the school's founders and active member of the Whale Gulch School Education Association.
My name is Sandy Tillis, and I live in Whale Gulch, and I'm one of the founding mothers of this Whale Gulch School back in the early 80s. I'm the treasurer of the Whale Gulch School Education Association, and we sublease the land that's owned by the community to the Leggett Valley Unified School District.
Since early spring, the WGS Education Association and the district have been in negotiations to renew the school's lease.
Leasing our land to Leggett Valley Unified School District for 30 years in a very cooperative relationship.
However, in that process, an obscure building code was identified that put the school at risk of closing.
Bureaucratic ed code was found that our buildings, even though they're been permitted by the Mendocino County Building Department and up to California state standards, for a public school, it's supposed to be under the Department of or the Division of State Architecture. Although we are private land and they do not hold jurisdiction over us, so the Division of State Architects is not demanding that we fall under their compliance code. Unfortunately, the Board of Leggett Valley and the superintendent would be held liable if there was a lawsuit about our buildings if during a catastrophe. It's about earthquake safety and things like that. So if there was a big earthquake and somebody got hurt and had a lawsuit, then the board would be liable. And that's really what we're dealing with, is the liability of the board.
KMUD News reached out to the Division of the State Architect, DSA, by email. Jennifer Alida, with their Office of Public Affairs, was unable to answer my questions, such as how long or strenuous the process would be to bring Will Gold School into compliance, best and worst case scenario. But she did say that the issue at hand is in regards to the Field Act, which imposes important requirements on California K-12 public schools and community colleges that are not present in other types of construction approval processes, such as having a licensed design professional prepare drawings and specifications for constructions, and having a DSA-certified inspector oversee the construction process, which was not the case for Will Gold School. And although it was built to county code, all public school building permits are under the jurisdiction of the DSA. Unable to see a clear path forward, Tillis sought the help of elected officials.
We're also working with Senator McGuire's office. Dan Jurdy, our supervisor, is helping out. So we're also looking for perhaps a political solution to this problem.
KMUD News reached out to the supervisor who represents Whale Gulch at the county seat.
Yeah, I'm Dan Jurdy. I'm the county supervisor for the northern part of the Mendocino Coast and includes Whale Gulch. And as I understand it, the issue is not a closure is not being driven by the state of California. It's really a decision by the Leggett School District. And I see how important schools are as a community resource, both for the children and for the families and the entire community. And I really hope that the Leggett School Board finds the grit to vote to keep the school open. And I hope they realize just how important it is for the Whale Gulch School to continue as it has for several decades.
When asked if he has any sway in the matter, Supervisor Jurdy says,
you know, the school district really doesn't have a lot of connection to the county government, so it's really a decision of the Leggett School District.
So we reached out to the board president for the Leggett Valley Unified School District.
My name is Jessica Romer, and I am the president of the Leggett Valley Unified School District School Board. And we have two campuses. One of them is in Leggett and the other is in Whale Gulch.
Romer also explained the issue from her vantage point as the board president.
What started it is the Whale Gulch School is owned by the Whale Gulch Education Association. And it is a school that Leggett has rented since its existence came in 20 years ago. And this year came up the 10-year renewal on their lease. And so in process of doing that, we discovered that our insurance company was going to bow out. And the insurance for the school district, it's through the school, a small school association, so it's a mutual risk pool. And they had no concept that Whale Gulch was not owned by the district. And they do have a way that they can insure rental buildings, but any school building has to comply with DSA, Division of School Architecture, and the Field Act, and the buildings do not. And because that exists, there was actually no insurance for the school, no liability insurance of any type. And in doing so, the district would be taking on full liability for anything that happened at the school.
And like others in the community, she says the board is seeking solutions.
We've gone to actually three different legal firms trying to see if there are any way, any exceptions, any way to get around this. And up until now, we have not found any.
Without insurance to cover liability, the district states they cannot open the school. However, Romer mentioned that the board has created a working group that is collaborating to ensure that students receive the education they need while simultaneously addressing the issue of obtaining a DSA certification.
And the concept was, our last meeting, was to start the kids out on remote learning and then move in DSA-approved classrooms onto the campus. And that way, then the insurance company would approve those, and then we could get kids back on campus. That means us leasing portable buildings, which are already certified for DSA for classrooms, and having them brought into the grounds and school held in the portable buildings. But in the meantime, we can't bring kids onto campus into the buildings. And it's heart-wrenching because that's such a beautiful school and such a beautiful campus and such a great community. It's just, this sucks all the way around. I don't want to see the school go away.
During the last board meeting, parents expressed that they believe the school is safe and are willing to sign liability waivers. But Romer says,
you can't sign away the rights of children. And so there's no way to, that we can see going forward using the buildings until they become approved. If we allow any kids to go in, then not only is the school negligent, but also each one of the board members is individually negligent, because we're allowing something to occur that the education code and everything says, period, do not do. And so we talked with Southern Humboldt to see if possibly they had classrooms at Whitethorn that we could use temporarily, look to see where else we could bring modulars into. And this is still a work in progress how to overcome the situation.
Again, there are no known structural issues identified at Whale Gulch School. However, it remains unclear what steps will need to be taken until a DSA representative can visit the site.
It's compliant issues in the fact that the buildings are not DSA certified, and so that makes them non-compliant on itself. Whether or not there's any structural issues that would have to be corrected before the buildings could become compliant, the only way they'll know is going through the process.
And the first step in that process towards compliance is a review by a DSA certified architect.
They will have to basically look at the buildings and decide if there are issues, and DSA may ask them to actually go back and do some actual testing of some of the components on the buildings or perhaps something else. And that process, we've been told, can take a couple months even to get the process started, and then it can last for up to a year.
Members of the Whale Gulch School community feared that the district may have ulterior motives for wanting to close the school due to its rural nature and geographical distance from the main campus. Romer responds,
I can personally say that certainly is not the issue here in the school district, that we hold Whale Gulch to really be a valuable school. And it is dissimilar from Leggett because it is a very small school. But it's an incredible school. And so the district had no intentions of closing operations and has no intentions of shutting down services. It's just, how can we provide them right now? And that's the crux of our entire problem.
The Leggett Valley Unified School District Board will be holding a special hybrid meeting tomorrow, Thursday, August 1st, at the Leggett campus and via Zoom, to discuss the potential adoption of a resolution to continue operating the Whale Gulch School program while the district explores option to address the compliance issue, which will likely include a temporary closure.
The resolution is basically saying that we will be shutting down operations at the Whale Gulch in the campus, meaning the buildings, and we will continue to look for modular buildings and solutions to the problem and continue exploring with the Whale Gulch School Association to try to get the kids back in.
Speaking again with Sandy Tillis of the Whale Gulch School Education Association about the solutions currently on the table, she expressed concerns over its feasibility.
Very, very expensive. Funding would come from, we have no idea. We're a small school district. We don't have a lot of extra funds for these kinds of things. And it would be such a long time frame that we wouldn't be able to get back in the buildings for maybe 6 months to a year. The other possibility would be to become a charter school. And that takes a long time as well. And a third option would be to bring mobile units to the property. But that is, in order to house all our students, that would be 4 or 5 units. And it's expensive. And it takes a long time to get the plumbing and the electricity and everything set up. And so we wouldn't be ready for August 19th with that either. So we don't see a real quick solution to this problem. We feel that we're still looking for ways to protect the school board members and the superintendent, and also to get new insurance, because the insurance got denied as well when the superintendent revealed that we were leased property and that didn't fly with them. So we're, you know, trying to navigate the insurance as well. We feel like if we can get the insurance back in place and assure the school board members that the liability they face is not dire, we're hoping we can get the kids back on campus.
But in the meantime, the school board will be voting to enact a temporary closure of Will Gold School until all other options have been explored.
This is a very difficult situation because education and children's lives affect every aspect of the home. And we are very aware of that. And we want to do the best that we can. And I trust that we are.
Tomorrow's special meeting of the Leggett Valley Unified School District Board of Trustees will open to the public at 9:30 a.m. and begin with a public comment period where attendees will be given 3 minutes to share their feedback. They will also be discussing the resolution which will impact the use of Will Gold School. KMA News will be in attendance and share the highlights. To learn more about tomorrow's meeting or to find the Zoom link, you can go to www.leggett.k12.ca. US.